You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm science reporter Julie Kelso. Every year at the annual Spring Runoff Conference at Utah State University, Brian McInerney from the National Weather Service shares his predictions as to how snow in the mountains will turn into water for farmers and citizens to use throughout summer. Brian has joined me here today in the studio. Thanks, Brian. Maybe you could tell us more about the factors you have to consider to predict spring runoff.
I think a lot of people think that we have a certain percent of snow, so that equates to a certain percent of runoff, and that's not true. It's how is the spring runoff going to be shaped by the spring weather? If it's cold and wet, we get a much more efficient runoff. If it's warm and dry and we start melting prematurely, then you lose a lot of it to evaporation, transpiration. The plants come back to life. The snow line gets away from the stream, so it has a better chance of evaporating. So the question is now, what's the spring weather going to do after we have this very big snowpack, you know, about 140-150% of median right now?
And so far, we've had a pretty warm February and March, right?
When you look at the data, when you look at the temperature warm-up, we were basically warm for February and March, and we were up to 23 degrees above average for one of the days, and most days was 10 to 15 to 20 degrees above. And looks like we're going to have the hottest March we've ever experienced.
So compared to the past and what's predicted for the future, should we consider these warm temperatures to be extreme?
The global average for warming due to climate change is 1.8 degrees averaged across the globe. Utah is warming faster than that. So when you have an increased warming, what you get is earlier melting of snowpacks, and you get storms that used to be snow. You know, a snowstorm is now a rain event. So when you look at all these things together, we're going to get earlier melt, we're going to get rain in winter, and we're going to see storms of more with more intensity.
And so I'm wondering, what do these increased temperatures over time mean for Utah's snowpack in the coming decades?
By about 2035 to 2065, we're going to see areas that are 100% snow covered during the meteorological winter that are going to be 50% snow covered or less. And that's going to impede how we do water. We have this wonderful system right now where we put snow in the mountains. It stays there. It's clean. It's gravity fed. When we want it, it melts. It comes down channels that have been formed over thousands of years into reservoirs, and then we dole the water out. It works really well, and we do this year after year after year. Well, what happens when our snow hydrology, meaning we get snow in the mountains, starts to rain during the wintertime? And when spring comes, we don't have the snowpack in the mountains. How are we going to provide water for Utah's population? Because roughly about 2100, we should be absent of snow through the majority of the Wasatch Mountains. It's going to be rain during the wintertime.
Wow, this is a lot for me to take in, because you are talking about there being less and less snow and warmer temperatures. But this year we have seen record snowpack that resulted in extreme floods in northern Utah. So with all this variability from year to year, can scientists predict whether we will have more or less flooding in Utah?
Say, let's just take, for instance, the flood event we had in Box Elder in Cache County. You can say weather occurs and these events have happened. That's why we look back in the record, you know, 1874 is when we started taking climate records. It's happened before. And you could say it's the weather. And you're right. Extreme cold, extreme heat, long-term droughts, intense rain events, big runoff years from snowpack. It's the trend, though, that you need to look into the data. Are we trending towards a warmer climate that's giving us these intense rain events? If you equate it to weight gain, you may think, I'm doing okay, you know, but you're slowly getting heavier all the time. It's not like you had this dramatic increase in weight. And then eventually you look around and you think, holy cow, my clothes don't fit so well. I need to get after this. It's very similar to that. It's a slow process, but it's when you look at the record for 650,000 years, it's an incredibly fast process. Within 30 years, we've warmed to the degrees we have. And then you look at the projections that are done, and we're expected to warm 12 degrees by 2100. And that's frightening.
Well, I've been speaking with Brian McInerney, hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks for being here, Brian, and we look forward to hearing your predictions again next year.
Yeah, thank you again.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.